News Talk 1620 WTAW is our third and final installment as we talk to Kevin Russell about the city of Bryan and the development. Kevin, we touched on the industrial, we touched on downtown, we touched on the west side. Those are things that people necessarily have seen. But why don't we just kind of take a virtual swing around the city of Bryan, both on the outskirts and in the middle, and let's talk about some of the things that are coming up.
Okay. Well, let's start with the east side of town. And I'll start with University Drive. And if anyone's been driving up and down University Drive recently, they've noticed a four-story structure that's being built. That is the new Hilton Garden Inn. The city has always kind of been behind in the hospitality as far as new hotels coming into town. Hotels like to cluster, and so we're experiencing that right now, which is a nice thing that helps with hotel motel tax, which, you know, is good for being able to get visitors into town. We also have a Value Place Inn that's going in on Briarcrest, close to Briarcrest and the feeder road between the BMW dealership and the Toyota dealership, as well as a new Chick store, which if you talk to the owner of it, he says it's a Bucky's knockoff is what he calls it.
Okay.
So it's a pretty big store.
Mm-hmm.
It's not open yet, but I'm anxious to see what he sells out of there. There's also some multifamily planned in that area. In addition to that, if you go across the street where the Target is, a lot of people call it the Target Center. It's the Bryan Town Center. The company that developed that was Louth. They went bankrupt, and a new company has just purchased that building. We actually have a meeting set up with them for Wednesday, and we're going to find out what their plans are. They also want to talk to us about some of the covenants and zonings and things like that of what they can recruit to bring into that center. So we're excited about a new owner in that shopping center to finish it out. And as you know, or most people may or may not know, that's in a TIF. So we need that new development to support the to pay off some of the debt for the street, water, sewer, and things like that in that area. If you go 1179, kind of heading east, there's a new subdivision, a new street called Thornberry, and you're starting to see the first phases of residential being built off of that. I'm not real for sure the product that they'll be putting down. However, in the agreement that we had, the city had with the developer, they're limited to, there's a minimum square footage that they have to build in order to meet the agreement that we had. Austin's Colony is still growing. Mr. Caraba has done a wonderful job with that. He's the type of developer that's going to put a certain number of lots down every year, and he's not going to put down any more because he understands what he believes that the market will absorb and allow. As we look at around Austin's Colony, you move kind of out towards the bypass. You see where Scott and White is building a new our first Scott and White clinic in Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's taken off, and then we can go north, and that's where we get into the Texas Triangle Park, the Bryan Business Park, and there's Gundler Foods that's already under construction. There's a very large industrial development that is in the cusp of hopefully being agreed to by Bryan Brazos County Economic Development Foundation, and then further by the City of Bryan and Brazos County. As we move west, we have Traditions obviously continues to grow. They've probably had one of the best years that they've had in a long time as far as residential development. We have the Health Science Center that continues to spur other types of development, such as Wood Bolt that wants to locate close to it. We have another development that will actually be on City of Bryan owned land, but in College Station, which the cities work together to enter into an interlocal agreement, which I think is very beneficial for both cities to develop that corridor. It's gonna be wonderful for both cities.
Let's stop there for a minute because people probably heard it referred to as the ILA, an interlocal agreement. I mean, there's no doubt that the City of Bryan and College Station want to get together in some things, and some things they don't agree with. But speak to the importance of this ILA.
The importance of this ILA, and I guess to put it just kind of in a nutshell, is the two cities agreed that we would share revenue as far as ad valorem tax. We would come up with one development standard that both cities would enforce. One city and each city has the opportunity to consent or agree to what the other city's offering, so that things can stay in check. And so, you know, I think it's a great thing. Woodbolt was our first, where we sent our incentive package to the city of College Station. They met at the city council level. They consented to our incentive package, and soon the city of Bryan will have the opportunity to do that with College Station. I think it's very important. If it didn't happen this way, I don't think the corridor would develop.
We're speaking with Kevin Russell from the city of Bryan, and that takes care of the edges of the city. Let's go right into Texas Avenue and the fact that in the Townshire Shopping Center, about to have another grocery store open.
Right. We'll move back in interior too then. Albertsons, there was a developer that redeveloped the Townshire Shopping Center, which was the first shopping center in the city of Bryan. They demolished part of, I guess, what was the Sears store.
Right.
And they built an Albertsons. The Albertsons really never worked, and they left there, and the store was vacant for many years. We're now, if you drive by there now, you'll see a bunch
containers.
Right, yeah. Containers, shipping containers that are out there that are just full of material for them to open up a Walmart neighborhood store, which I think is very much needed in that area, you know, so people have a place to go, which I think is good because it spurs other types of competition. It's, you know, competition is good. If Walmart lowers their price, maybe HEB will. Everybody ends up benefiting. The consumer does, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, it'll change traffic patterns again, too. That will increase, you know, for people like me who have lived here for a long time, right there I was people can remember where the Baskin-Robbins plant was, and it was a Lilly facility before that. You know, that was one of the busiest intersections in Bryan College Station at one point. And, you know, again, as Townshire emptied out, it wasn't the case, but we could certainly see a revitalization in the center part there.
That's right. You have that, and it's nice that it's starting. It started it at Villa Maria and Texas Avenue when Mr. Culpepper redeveloped the Manor East Mall now into the Taos Center, which has obviously been very, very successful. And it's moved north. Now you have the Townshire that redeveloped, and now the Walmart's moving in, which is probably a great anchor for that center. And as it moves north, you get into downtown. I mean, it's one thing leads to another, and you need that type of synergy and activity in order to continue to grow.
I find it fascinating that Bryan and College Station are two cities that are growing in very different ways. Obviously, it's so concentric with A&M and College Station. Again, as I said, Bryan is more traditional in that what you have to do in your development. But let's talk about the city council had to struggle with historic districts and what they wanted to do. We had the first one of those a couple of weeks ago. That brings up the question of people who've lived in an area for a long time and being comfortable with it is gentrification might happen. With that in mind and looking at the whole growth that Bryan has to look at, are there any affordable housing initiatives out there? Do you see more gentrification? What do you see as far as residential development in the city?
Well, affordable homes, you know, we have new subdivisions right now. And I think early on, my first visit with you, I talked about the new subdivision off of Martin Luther, or I guess actually Old Reliance Road, called Sienna, which is a Randy French development. You know, and that's the kind of the starter home or maybe the next step. And he's got a little bit of both product in there. It's a fairly large development. I forget the total number, maybe 350 to 400 lots that he has. He's adding phase two right now. Probably in the 120 to, you know, and up to maybe $200,000 home in that area. School district recognized that's a growth area for Bryan. They've purchased some property out there or were given property by the developer to be able to locate a future elementary school there. We also have, there's just several areas of town that understand the market and are meeting that market. We have the very high end in Traditions in Miramont. You have still affordable, but not $100,000 to $120,000 homes in Austin's Colony, you have the step down from Miramont, but not down into what the quote-unquote affordable home would be, but maybe the next step of home. And so we really have three or four different product of homes in the city of Bryan to choose from, and they're scattered around. They're in the north, the east, and the west.
Well, it's reflective of the population, which I guess is what it's supposed to be. Anything else we haven't covered in our three-part interview that you'd like to mention?
No, I think we've covered everything. It's been pretty thorough.
Well, that's the whole idea. We wanted to do that so that people could understand. Again, these two cities are growing rapidly, but they're growing in different ways, and that's why we want to take a look at it. Kevin Russell here from the City of Bryan this morning. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.